Good morning, brothers. This is Kalos again, and I'm just here early morning, about 5:30 a.m. where I'm at, and I just wanted to share with you guys, I came across an amazing book called Mansfield's Book of Manly Men. And in this book, it kind of talks about basically how here in America, we've lost what men are. Men, including myself, have failed to show up. And I want to help all of us get a little bit better. One of man's, he calls them Mansfield's maxims. One of Mansfield's maxims that I'd like everybody to think about today is tending to our field. And our field is, if you're married and you have kids and you have a job and you have cars and you have property, that's what your field is. Your field is tending to that. That's your crops, making sure your family is taken care of, making sure both emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally, making sure that your wife is protected. If you're not married and you're just single, and let's say you just live in an apartment and, you know, or a dorm room, and you only have a car and your homework, that's your field. Tending to your field, making sure that your boundary is protected. And as I was reflecting on this, you know, I'm 34, I look back on my life and I recognize where I've made some, where I haven't tended to my field all the time. And I would ask all of you who are listening to the sound of my voice to spend the time today thinking to yourself, what is my field? You know, who belongs to me? Who am I supposed to protect? You know, what property do I have? What is my field? What is my boundary? And ponder on that. And, you know, as you do, think about how you can do a little bit better today. Again, I understand that we're busy. I work two jobs. I have five kids. I definitely understand that. I'm a full-time career, and I'm going to school full-time. So I understand that we are busy. But let us be busy about the right things. Let us focus on how we can tend to our field. One of the first ways that I have thought about is just recognizing what is your field, what is in your responsibility, and also to recognize that one day we will all stand before our Maker, our Father in Heaven, and His Son, Jesus Christ, and stand accountable for everything we've done, everything we've thought, who we've become, the way we've treated our spouses, the way we've treated our field. Did we tend to our field? And something that was very interesting that he pointed out, Stephen Mansfield pointed out in his book, is that as we tend to what we do have, eventually we gain an increase. And I think about that, and I think how Heavenly Father entrusts us with only so much until we can master it. You know, can we take care of what He has given us? And if we can, He is more than willing to give us more to increase us. Now, I do not say this in hopes that we will aspire to have all the money in the world or all the property in the world, for all of that goes away when we die. However, our influence, how we can help those around us, both in our houses and those around us, is what matters. What type of influence, what type of footprint are we going to leave on those in our home, those that we say we love, as well as our neighbors and our communities? Again, I am imperfect, and this is something I need to work on a little bit better today. But I hope that all of you will find some hope in this. And, you know, if this helps encourage some thinking. Let us all do a little bit better. And again, it doesn't matter where you are, whether you've made mistakes or whatever. All that matters is today. Start today to tend your field. Be a little bit better father, a little bit better husband, brother, a son, a better coworker, better employee. Let us take care of our field. And I hope that you all have a great day.